20 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, and Lindy Elms from Wildlife Rescue is in the house. Nice to see you again on a Friday morning, a cold Friday the 13th. I hope it's a lucky 13 for you today.
Yes, I hope so, Dave. Good morning, everyone.
I'm wondering why you're sounding so distant. I wonder if it's something that we can do. Yeah, that looks better. Yeah. So what's been happening in your life?
Gosh, Dave, it's been really, really busy this last week. So we've done about 14 rescues since last week, Friday. From we had a Mauritian tomb bat, starling, a little mannequin, and monkeys, lots of monkeys that have been injured and knocked over on our roads. So it hasn't been a happy. We had a diker as well that we lost. So it's been a busy, unpleasant week.
Oh, well, hopefully it will improve now that there's a long weekend ahead.
Hopefully, yes.
You know, we can always hope. Have you had any success with your attempt to find someone to sponsor a vehicle for you?
No, Dave, not yet. I'm still trying, still putting my feelers out, still hopeful. And, we'll get that done eventually. But our backer buddy is still running. And I'm hoping that we can get donations onto that to get it rolling.
That would be fantastic, because that's part of what you do is transporting creatures that need special care. And it's important that you are able to do that, so we'll continue to press the buttons, as we say.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah. I was watching a couple of monkeys yesterday and thinking to myself that, is it my imagination or are the big male monkeys becoming fewer? Because there weren't any. They were sort of medium-sized to rather small, scrawny little guys. And traditionally in the past, alpha male has always been profoundly beautiful, big, robust, like me.
Dave, yeah, it's difficult. It's different areas or these different situations. I'm actually finding that there's quite a few more males in the troops that used to be. Whereas you used to have two or three big males, there's now four or five.
Ah.
So I'm, but then again, it's mating season now and the males are dispersing, so that might be why there's...
So winter is mating season and then the little ones arrive in spring, is that the
That's
idea?
Correct, yeah, from September to January, but now is mating season. That's, again, a lot of injuries from fighting, but those we tend to monitor and they tend to heal really well, depending, again, on the injury.
Uh-huh. When we spoke a while back, you were involved with one of the spa treatment organizations had donated a prize. Has that been won?
Yes. We drew that 2 weeks ago with Mark. With Mark when you were off. Lee was here from Mangwanani, and we drew that. And we will be running that again. So every month, at the end of the month, whoever's donated the highest amount on our backer buddy, starting from 10 Rand we'll be getting a spa voucher.
Jolly good. And what else is happening? I see you've got a whole lot of notes in front of you. Makes me nervous.
No, that was just a record of what we've done this week, the numbers and what we had in. But we do have a fundraiser next week, Wednesday, again at Beechwood Hotel. And we are going to be doing a musical bingo, so something a little different.
Musical bingo. How does that work?
I haven't been to one yet, but apparently that's songs get played, and whoever gets the right song first, and there's a pattern apparently that you work according to. So quite interesting, and looks like great fun. So
well, the last event was super.
Which that you won.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but that was a quiz of a new style quiz, all done on cell phones and digitally. It's very exciting. Removes the opportunity to cheat and adds all sorts of additional fun, because it's not just one correct answer. You know, it's staggered depending on who comes first, second, third, fourth in terms of the correct answer. So that's great. Maybe the bingo will be similar.
I'm hoping so. As I say, it's my first one that I'm going to be at, but it looks like great fun and sounds like great fun. So
how does one find out about how to book and where?
So it is on Beechwood's Facebook page. It's on Wildlife Rescue's Facebook page, and you can contact Beechwood Hotel just to make the booking. It is a 50 Rand entrance fee just to go towards the charity, and then obviously you can have a meal and food or whatever at your own discretion.
And it's great fun. So I encourage you to support Lindy and her wildlife rescue initiative, but also to get out and meet some lovely folk, like-minded, as we say, make friends. So many people in Belita on social media say, oh, we've moved to the area, we can't make friends, so unfriendly. You know, it's I suppose, the way of the world. We don't know our neighbors much these days because we just live in a different kind of way. But if you take the trouble and make the effort, you'll find that people haven't changed much. They're still just as friendly and welcoming and loving as you choose to be yourself.
Right, so. Exactly. And it's a lovely opportunity for exactly that. I have got a few people that have said exactly that. We've moved to the area. We don't know what to do, how to meet. And I'll be sending this out to them as well, just to invite them to come along and have some fun.
Great idea. And once again, that's Lindy Elms from Wildlife Rescue. She does a super job, completely voluntary, and she because she cares, but relies on your help. So if you are able to, when these things come along, do the right thing. Lindy, super. We'll chat again in a week's time.
Perfect, Dave. Thank you so much.
And the morning show continues.